am a patchwork girl. Every part of my body, my personality has been stitched together, sewn by those who have loved me and despised me. Patches have been borrowed, donated, or taken while trusting backs were turned. Delicate little sins snatched from glass candy dishes, tried not to sound the tone as I did so. My grandmother's voice is carved into the grooves of my hip bones. Aren't you hungry? You're too skinny. Here, eat something. Her typical greeting for me. In the morning, I'd smell the tomatoes frying in her top-of-the-line cookware pan. Unable to coax myself out from under the cable-knit blanket, I knew she was cooking food long before I saw her. My mother's lectures chiseled the sharpness of my tongue. No one will hand you what you desire. You must take it. Say it with articulation. Say it with brilliance. Be sincere. And save your energy. Fight only when necessary. The razor edge so clean after years of use that it slices the inside of my mouth if I'm not mindful. My ears house my father's arguments. I'd say my father and my arguments, but I never did any of the talking. He taught me how to form a rebuttal while knowing I'd never get to use it. Analyzing every word coming off his lips, only fueling it, never allowing me to speak. Someday I'll thank him for it, as his insensitivity and overbearingness showed me how to harness my language, how to stream it down into something that could be spat at him as soon as he stopped to breathe. I see every one of my ex-boyfriends in my arms, not having the chance to grow strong with them always around to say, "Let me get that for you, doll." I didn't need their help, but I don't know how to say no to a boy who's quite suddenly being a gentleman. And all the things I never said to lovers live in the pit of my stomach. They monopolize my appetite. I am choked, nauseous with words I left unsaid, too afraid to tell them now, too afraid not to, as I have no more room for regrets. But my hands belong to me. Nursing my bronchitis-stricken roommate, cradling the head of my best friend's baby that lies asleep between my breasts, my hands map out my life in lines. I'm terrified to have my palms read, as they alone can betray me by being too honest. You see, I fashioned these out of quill ends and ink, steeped them in humanity, steamed them in understanding, and tried to dry them out in the humidity of the deep south. They've always been a bit clammy, but they're mine. And when my stitching finally comes loose and I'm strewn, scattered across the hardwood floor, those who have known me will come to collect what is rightfully theirs and place blame for the missing pieces accordingly. My hands alone will remain unclaimed.